Welcome to the special edition of the Red Compass Labs After Hours podcast, recorded live at EBA Day 2022 in Vienna. As we recorded this in the midst of the hustle and bustle of the event, you will hear some background noise, which hopefully imparts some of the exciting vibe of the first in-person payments event for Europe since 2019. Enjoy. So Klaus, welcome to the show. Lovely to have you on here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're Deputy CEO and COO at the P27 Nordic Payments, an initiative to bring cross-border payments to 27 million people across the Nordics and at the same time, a potential game changer for the future of cross-border instant payments globally. Everyone's watching to see how you guys are going to do, right? So no pressure. So maybe one simple first question from us is this the future of payments? And please tell us more about the incredible initiative and the benefits it will bring to the Nordics.
Okay. No, but I think it is part of the future of payments. I think when you look at the payment industry for the last 10, 15 years, a lot has happened on the front end. We actually think that something has to happen on the back end, on the core infrastructure side as well, to set us up for the next leap in the future of payments. So we've set forth to fix the core infrastructure to make real-time cross-border payments, cross-currency payments, a reality within the next few years. And the next things that we're looking at is actually building services on top of this core infrastructure.
Okay, so overlay services that will kind of drive adoption and so on as well.
And I think, like, speaking of overlay for us, like, we look a lot at instant payment scheme, and like, we are both based in Singapore, so
our
key thing and interoperability of, like, you know, this scheme as well. And what we see is, like, Denmark, for example, the adoption of the instant scheme went super quick because of actually the overlay services that was on top.
Exactly.
And when you look at faster payment, it was way slower because there was no overlay services. So, I think it makes sense.
Payments programs are easy, right? Well, maybe not so easy. In our game, things that often sound simple are really the most difficult to achieve. Can you tell us a little bit about how you've overcome the challenge of gaining alignment across the P27 participants? Because that must be a huge challenge, right?
It's really one of the biggest challenges that you have in the Nordic initiative here. And you have it in any region, wherever you start this, right? I think one of the things that we did right in the beginning is that we actually got this to the right executive level in the banks.
So sponsorship
is really important. We had all the CEOs of the banks together every 3 to 6 months for the first 2 years of the program to really ensure that there was full commitment down through the organization of the banks. So number one, you need to have the right sponsorship. Number two, you need to have a common vision of what it is you want to achieve. I think the banks in the Nordics have actually done really well in saying we want to make sure that we stay at the forefront of the technology when it comes to payments. The Nordics, as you said before, right, Denmark has been very early adopter of instant payments. Sweden has had to get Swish. Denmark has had mobile pay. Finland has mobile pay. Norway has Vipps, etc. So in terms of all the real-time P2P services, etc., so in order to maintain that edge, I think the banks have really committed to, okay, we want to fix the core infrastructure as well. So that common vision of where we want to go is really important.
And I think it's interesting because, again, coming back to Denmark, the announcement they made around we are dropping our domestic scheme and we will only use P27 are basically like the common scheme. So, but I guess, like, coming back to the fortune cookie that you get, you got around, like, you know, AML and so on. So how did you push that noise away? Because, I mean, when we look at, for example, interoperability and the payment being far in a more, like, you know, seamless way, there is a bad side.
Yeah.
Or this bad side is actually, like, AML, human trafficking, and so on. So how are you addressing this within the scheme?
So this is actually one of the next big initiatives that we will have. So In the first release, right, we will have all the standard services in there in terms of the banks actually protecting the transactions with their money laundering activities or anti-money laundering activities, I should probably say, and their fraud prevention and so on. But going forward, P27 will actually look to actually launch common services as well. So one of the things that we really would like to explore is both initiatives around fraud and around money laundering, so that we can prevent those activities. And we believe that we will have a unique data set to do that, actually.
Yeah.
Because we will have all the centralized transactions, and
Perfect.
We will be able to see both sides of the transaction. I have to remember that the banks typically only have intelligence on one side of the transaction, right? And then there's another beneficiary bank somewhere that has the other information. And because of regulatory pressure there or rules, they're actually not able to talk to each other around
yeah.
this. Whereas we will sit with the joint data set. And therefore, we believe that we can actually provide a lot of intelligence that we can then give to the banks to increase their awareness and their knowledge, and thereby they can prevent much more in terms of the financial crime that we have out there.
So I think that's a really interesting point about the operating model that you'll have, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not a regulator, you're not a central bank, you don't have that moral hazard of understanding or taking blame. I guess you sit in the middle. It gives you the opportunity to leverage that data set and find ways to do things that are novel and interesting
right.
in the financial crime space, which maybe others can't do. So
yeah.
it's not just about instant payments and setting
no.
wells. You guys are going to do it
no, no, and
for
I think
financial
we
crime
actually,
too.
We, even though we're not a regulator, etc., we do have the moral obligation to make sure that we actually look after our common financial infrastructure, right?
Absolutely.
So that's clearly one of the ambitions that P27 has going forward.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So if I can come back to the overlays, I mean, we spoke about them, but normally when you think about overlays are something in a single domestic system.
Yeah.
So you have, okay, I can use a phone number to find my friend, but you're going to do it in a cross-border scenario, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is to build overlays that will be across the region, common across all the jurisdictions?
Absolutely. So the first overlay service that we would like to bring out is what we call bill payment. So the service would be, a cross-border service that would work in the Nordic countries and actually with an interface into Europe as well. So as you know, we're now at the EBA day today. The EBA clearinghouse has launched a request to pay service, right? And we're actually envisioning that we would have an interface with them so that sort of the access into the European space through our bill payment service would be possible as well, if some of our participants wish to explore that.
So it's not just 27 million people's lives that you can include whole of Europe, right?
We could include the whole of Europe, yes.
That's quite an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you going to call it? How many people in Europe? P something. Lots of people.
Lots of people, yes. But we can't keep changing the name.
But it's a fantastic... I'm super excited to kind of see it happen because I think, really, I said up front, so many people watching this and wanting to see how it works because we see Project Nexus in Singapore where we
right.
are,
yeah.
of course, exploring exactly this and trying to create the blueprint for how it could work in the future. And you guys are doing it for real. You're going to be first out the gate, I guess, right?
We certainly hope so. So we aim to go live with the first service in November this year.
Okay.
So the GetSwish, which is the P2P app in Sweden, all the transactions from that will run through our system as of November this year. So that's about just shy of 1 billion transactions a year.
Okay.
So actually quite a lot of transactions already.
It's a reasonable volume.
Yeah.
And November, it's not linked to ISO or SWIFT releases.
It's just coincidence. No, actually, it's not coincidence. It's linked to the Swedish Central Bank.
Okay.
They're launching TIPS.
Right.
So they are going live with a new settlement platform, and as part of that, we will actually bring our SIP model, our single instructing party model, up against TIPS and have Swish on the other side where they are instructing the transactions from. So that's actually where the data is derived from.
So you're preparing for connection to Europe with
of
a backlog already?
Wow, look at this, all the machinations, putting in the foundations. For the next generation, the future of payments,
absolutely.
Right?
Okay, I think we need to do a little disclaimer here. So Mike and I are totally fan of P27. This is one of the models we really looked at in Europe because we think that in terms of regional payments, looking at different currency and so on, this is something that has not really been done before, right? Even when we look at initiative where we are in Asia, it's more bilateral agreements, so for example, from PayPal or like what Singapore is doing with UPI. We have Project Nexus, which is starting, but it's not live yet.
No.
So really interesting to see how P27 will unfold.
Yeah, and we're gonna be watching carefully. Good luck with the implementation and going live in November. And setting the trend for the rest of the world to follow.
We look forward to it as well. So But we're working hard at the moment, so there's a lot to do still, but we really look forward to going live.
Like I said, sounds so simple. It's never simple in payments.
It never is.
Never is.
All right.
Thank you, Klaus.
Thank you.
At Red Compass Labs, we exist to help open the doors of finance to all and to protect those who enter. I hope today's discussion sheds some light for you on the fascinating future of payments that is unfolding all around us. We really appreciate the support of our audience. So if you've enjoyed this discussion, please show your support by giving us a thumbs up, hitting subscribe, and clicking on the bell to get notified when new content arrives in future. Also, don't be shy about giving us feedback. We really appreciate your comments and suggestions for topics and guests. That's all for this time. Catch you on the flip side.